On Sunday, September 17th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl presents percussionist, band leader, and composer Ray Mantilla. Join us as we discuss a bit of Ray Mantilla's career. That's Sunday, September 17th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web. WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. My name is Joyce Jones. And our guest for this evening is percussionist, band leader, and composer Ray Mantilla. Stay tuned. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl starting now.
Soothe me, I want some sugar in my bowl. On my clothes, maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar.
Joyce Jones here.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
You ready for me? So let's get started.
Sure.
Okay. Hi, my name's Joyce Jones, and I'm on the line with...
Ray Mantilla.
Ray Mantilla. Thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl. I really appreciate the time that you're going to spend with us.
I always like talking about music.
And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about your music in particular. I'm going to congratulate you on your release on Savant Records.
Oh, you're talking High Voltage.
High Voltage, yes. Wonderful.
That's a new one. Yeah, it was let out in April 21st.
Yes, it's a really nice release, and I want to talk more about it later and about your relationship with Savant, but I want to bring things around for people who aren't familiar, because that could happen, familiar with your career and your life. You were born in the Bronx, yes?
That's right, 920 Prospect Avenue, way up in 149th Street up there, where a lot of the jazz musicians, Latin musicians, come from around that area. Well, I grew up around that area, and actually, I wasn't going to become a musician for a while, and it just hit me, you know. Growing up, I wanted to be a baseball player. How do you like that one?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I wanted to become a baseball. I was into it, and I was playing every day, and so what happened? I heard the Machito Orchestra play tanga.
Thank you.
Classics.
Yes.
When he first had the first band, which was a wonderful dance band. They had a great sound. It was the first Afro-Cuban band I ever heard at that age. We were listening to Western music, actually. You know, this way up there in the Bronx, there was no music yet for me, unless the music your family played. You know, the Latin music, the
sure.
Spanish music. That's what we heard. I wasn't into the jazz. So I was all into Spanish music. And the whole thing came turning around now, you know. That started there, and I heard the drum, and I kept on with the drum. Then I started hanging out in the dance palladium where everybody used to go, and I started to go there 4 nights a week for a while, you know. And I got into it. I started to dance. Well, you know, I'm dancing in front of the band. Yeah, you have to dance. It's part of the rhythm. Palladium 52nd Street of Broadway here in Manhattan. It started there. It was one of the first times they had big Afro-Cuban music there, you know, with big, big, big shows. It was wonderful. They had the Apollo uptown where they did big shows, you know, and they had these dance halls up in the Bronx, all kinds of different, real typical Spanish music, you know. Then one of the things that really made it big is when Machito came out with this Afro-Cuban group, and all of a sudden, that's what really set it off. And then Tito Rodriguez had his group, and then Tito Puente, and there are many, many other groups. They're the ones that just have lasted the longest. Tito outlasted all of them. Yeah, he was a great person, too, to boot, you know. Very good, and he helped me a lot. I got a lot to thank him for.
Did you play with him as well?
Yeah, sure. Oh. I played with him. There's a thing out there on YouTube. You can say, it's Tito Puente Rey Mantilla. It's a show we did in Montreal. Tito Puente was my band, and Machito.
You were talking about bands that were pretty much in Manhattan. What was here in the Bronx?
Sure. We had a band there. Eddie Palmieri started his band. Ray Barreto started up there. And there was another bunch of groups. They had Elmo Garcia, was an old time. He had Marcelino Guerra with his band. All these big guys, Miguelito Valdez had an orchestra, and there was more people. And I started to play in these old timer big groups. They played the dances, merengue bands, you know. As far as their culture, they had it covered, you know. Most of the people, that's all they wanted. They wanted dance music, okay? And that was good because that's how I started the conga drum. You have to have it in you. And I played 20 years in the salsa, we'll call it the Spanish music, okay? And then from there, my next gig I got was when Barreto and I, Ray Barreto, were dear friends. We played together. In fact, we hung out for a while. We played a lot together. So he told me to go to Every Man and hold a job for him. And he was playing with Tito.
Thank you.
is a big story, but it's between us. So I did, and then 2 years later, Ray left Tito Puente, and when he came back, Herbie Mann says, no, that's Ray Mantilla's chair. You can play the bongos and stuff. You can play anything else. So there was a time there where it was Ray Barreto, me, and Rudy Collins and Olatunji. That was the big show all the time. He was the African drummer.
Ray, Babatunde Olatunji. But of course.
Yeah.
His American name was Michael. Babatunde,
yes, Michael
Olatunji.
Baba Olatunji, that's
yeah.
right. And also Chief Bay.
Yes.
Oh, Chief Bay, I don't know
yes.
if you know him.
Of course I do. Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, you know, yeah, well, we're all buddies. In fact, he was with us with Herbie, too, you know.
Yes.
anyhow, I'm glad that you remembered the history.
And Chief Bey was also, well, I know him primarily from being in the spiritual community. But
yes,
and then
later.
I found out that he was on all these recordings.
Oh, yeah, he was with us on that record. Yeah, you know, he played around. I saw him at the Apollo, played with us. It was just like Baba the same way, out of Trinity. I played with them, and we did a lot of work. I did the Apollo with Ray Barretto many years. We were the drummers behind the screen before the movie started. The Apollo had 6 shows a day, you know. They start at 12 o'clock in the afternoon till night. So the last show was 6 shows later.
Wow.
It was hard work, but it was fun. Yes, the whole idea is I was in the drumming community, but more or less the South of Latin music, you know.
Actually,
dance music.
I'm curious about your playing. Did you take lessons with someone, or was your lesson being on the bandstand?
No, my lesson was just here, listening to, practicing, being with the right people, and learning from the right people. There's also a wrong way to play, and if you play wrong, then it's hard to correct. It took me about a year that I started to play the right way. I met the right folks that told me that's what it is. If you're around the professionals, you can't do nothing but get better. So my thing was, like, I kept that, and I kept on playing, and before you know it, I'm playing with this guy, that guy. That you have to also keep practicing, you know. You have to also keep your history going, and we have to keep our history going, you know. Don't forget about that part of it. We keep our tradition. It's important.
Well, that's why I'm talking to you. when you first started playing? You were playing timbales, congas?
My first gig, you won't believe this, I was playing the conga. I always was a conga player, you know.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Besides that, our first gig when I was, I think, 21, I just got married. Earth the Kid, my first gig.
Wow.
My first professional gig, that was, on a show, but I was doing Latin gigs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they brought me up there, and that was interesting, in Philadelphia. Then after that, we did about a couple of weeks, and then she had problems with her throat. You remember Eartha Kitt?
Well, of course, yes.
I was lucky enough to be on the stage with her. She used to call me Junior.
Did she? Why did she call you Junior?
I was a little young guy when I played with her. I had a little mustache, and a little gigolo mustache.
Oh, God.
Anyway, okay.
Oh, it's
continue.
Great. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You play congas primarily?
I'm a percussionist, yes. Primarily, I'm a conga player straight out. I'm a bongo player straight out. I'm a timbale player straight out. Trap drummer, I played for many years, 10, 15 years. I was playing Latin shows here. I just stopped because I can't play like Art Blakey or Max Roach, so why continue? Why continue? I got with them playing the conga drum. I'm a conga player that plays at the drums.
Right.
I gave that up because of the carrying part.
Yeah, you travel lighter with
the
compass.
Carrying of the drums. Yeah, so anyhow, I spent 10 years in Puerto Rico, and guess what? I played drums. But they had like the trio, the jazz trios. I would play lounges, play dance music. Hey, made a lot of money over there doing that. 10 years I spent in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Anything like that. You didn't even miss me. I had made all these records before I left, though, you know?
Around what period was it when you were over there for 10 years?
I remember any kind of dates, please.
Oh.
I have other people do that.
Oh,
they
all right.
Tell me I was there at that time. You know, all the biographies, every time I read something, like, they said, from this year to this year, he was doing this. Meanwhile, at that year, he was doing that. I said, don't these records were recorded at this time. I said, no, I can't remember. I made a lot of records. I was in studio, so I played with so many people. I don't remember it. All I remember is picking up the money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
doing the job. No, I met a lot of great people. I stayed with them. You know, when I got back, you know, there was groups that I made money with, the pop and the disco, when the disco was hot.
Really?
I was in the studio with the Players Association.
Oh, wow.
Savage Lover was a big hit in Mexico. It's like an old disco tour, boonga boonga boo, and the guy would sound like Tarzan. Ah!
Oh my God!
Yeah, this is the truth. It's called Savage Lover, and you know what? It was a hit. I took a solo on the timbales. We went to Mexico 2 or 3 times with that. But we went to London because we were top disco and top pop. Besides playing the jazz and the Latin, it's all part of music, you know? And I was very lucky to go with the Vanguard record label. Most of my recordings was I was studio cat, besides playing outside. You know, you develop some kind of studio chops, the sound and what they want, and you have to do it fast, Mm-hmm. So I did about 7 years, all the studios, and that was on the side studio.
Wow.
And there was times where I just played studio work, you know? That was good. This is my life, eh?
Sure.
You got to wait till my book comes out, really.
Well, we're going to have part of that story tonight because we have to have something to play with this music.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes,
now,
thank
I understood that Babatunde Olatunji introduced you to Max Roach.
Oh, yeah. What happened? I was with Herbie Mann, and he was with us, and we did all these shows. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. We were working, and we were playing, and then Max used to go to the Village Game. Gate? That was down at the gate. Not it's, there anymore. But
it's where La Poisson Rouge is now.
Yes, right now, yeah. But, you know, in those days, it was 6 nights a week, man. Mm-hmm. The musicians play, we say, 6 nights a week. And everybody, it was anybody played there. So I met all the big stars in there. And I got to play with some of them because of Herbie Mann. But at that particular week, we used to go to Village Gate 40 weeks a year almost, okay?
Wow.
What happened that night, we were playing, and Max came in, and he came in a few times. He used to go in the back, you know, very dark. They used to get beautiful dresses. He used to come in and sit in the darkest part, and they didn't say nothing, and then they would leave. So all of a sudden, Twinsy comes to me and says, "Hey, man, Max, if you would like to come and do a record with us, it's called Freedom Now Suite."
Yes.
Slightly.
The beach has a rich and magnificent history, full of adventure, excitement, and mystery. Some of it bitter and some of it sweet, but all of it part of the beat. The beat, the began with a chant and a hum and a black hand laid on a native drum. Ashanti,
Excellent.
Hey, listen, I was just lucky that I fell into it because of playing with somebody. Somebody saw me.
Right.
And ever since that, my whole life has been right after that. Years and years passed, and I never saw him anymore. I made that record, We Insist Freedom Now. Well, I just come back from a big concert in Sardinia, Sardinia Jazz Festival, just now. Remember I told you I was going on tour?
Right.
What happened there, it was We Insist Freedom Now. That's the record I made.
Right.
I said, wait a minute. I made that record. Now it's hitting me straight in the face, or it could hit me in the behind, you know? But everywhere I go, it's hitting me in the face, which is great.
Right.
And this whole thing, and I'm the only two people I think that's still alive from that date, you know.
Right.
You know, there's only very few. If you look at that date, I don't remember the year. From there, it was like work with everybody, until Joe Chambers saw me playing with Art Blakey. You know, I had a stint with Art.
Yes.
I don't know the year. You can look it up in history books.
Sure.
Yeah. And with Art, then I was going to Japan with him, and I was like the fan. That all the drummers knew me. Besides, when I went with Max, and they were all the greatest drummers were always around Max Rod. So I was always there.
Wow.
You know, so I met a lot of great people.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl is the name of this program. My name is Joyce Jones. Our guest for this evening is percussionist, band leader, and composer Ray Mantilla. What you're listening to in the background is People Who Laugh. That's Art Blakey from his 1978 Timeless Records release In My Prime, Volume 1. Art Blakey on drums, Ray Mantilla on percussion, Curtis Fuller on trombone, James Williams on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, David Schnitter on tenor saxophone, and Valerie Ponomarev on trumpet. Before that, we heard All Africa from Max Roach's We Insist Freedom Now suite. Max Roach on drums, Abby Lincoln on vocals, Booker Little on trumpet, Julian Priester on trombone, Walter Benton, Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone, James Schenck on bass, Michael Babatunde Olatunji on congas and vocals, Ray Mantilla and Tomas Duval on percussion. This is a 1960 Candid Records release. Before that, we heard an excerpt from a disco song, Savage Lover. It actually was not Players Association. The group was The Ring, and this is from their release, Savage Lover, a 1981 Vanguard Records release. Marcus Barone, I guess, is the leader. He's also the producer and arranger and conductor, Ray Mantilla on percussion. Before that, we heard Blues for Ray Mantilla from his 2013 Savant Records release, The Connection. Ray Mantilla on percussion, he's also the leader. Willie Williams on baritone, saxophone, and flute. Eddie Martinez on piano, Chucho Martinez on bass, Bill Elder on drums. Before that, we heard Uhuru from the Herbie Mann Afro Jazz Sextet, and that's from his 1960 Atlantic Records, The Common Ground release. Herbie Mann on flutes, Ray Mantilla on congas, Ray Barreto on bongos, Nabil Tota on bass, John Ray on vibraphone, Michael Olatunji, Dolores Parker, and Maya Angelou on vocals. Before that, we heard Body Oil from Herbie Mann's 1975 Atlantic Records release, Waterbed. Herbie Mann on flute, he's also the producer, Armin Haloborian, Ralph McDonald, Ray Barreto, and Ray Mantilla on percussion, Steve Gadd on drums, Tony Levin on bass, Hugh McCracken and Bob Mann on electric guitar, Composer's String Quartet, which features Michael Rudyakov on cello, Gene Dane on viola, Anahid Ajmenian, and Matthew Ramundi on violin. Before that, we heard an excerpt from Machito and his orchestra, the Mario Bauza composition, Tanga. That's from a compilation, Mambo Mania, the Kings and Queens of Mambo. This was originally recorded in 1943. This is a 1995 Rhino Records compilation. Before that, we heard Ron Carter's Third Plane, which is on Ray Mantilla's latest release on Savant Records, High Voltage. That's Ray Mantilla on percussion. He's also the band leader. Ivan Renta on soprano and tenor saxophones. Jorge Castro on baritone saxophone and flute. Guido Gonzalez on trumpet, flugelhorn. Eddie Martinez on piano and Fender Rhodes. Mike Freeman on vibraphone on other selections. Cucho Martinez on bass, Diego Lopez on drums, and of course we opened up our program with our theme from Nina Simone, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl. This is from the very best of Nina Simone, Sugar in My Bowl, 1967-1972. This was originally recorded in 1967. This is a 1998 RCA BMG compilation. Stay tuned for our On the Bandstand segment with our associate producer Hank Williams and more Sugar in My Bowl. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl continues.
Traveling with Art Blakey?
Oh, everything was first class, eh? You know, he was the top, man. We went to Japan, and he was the top. He was a great drummer. Everybody had their own thing, and they treated us like gold when we went out of the country. You know, I'm very happy that I had my part with Max and Art and many other great people, you know, many great people. My best friend, Cedar Walton, just passed.
Yes.
And it hurt me, you know, I loved him very much. And you don't know, but the owner of High Note passed too, you know, he's the guy Joe Fields, yeah.
Oh.
His father, yeah, I don't know if you knew that, but yeah, we very upset because I loved him a lot. I knew him for many years. So Barney's the head guy now.
Okay.
But, you know, we're all family. I've been there. I know them for years and years.
Yes.
I have 4 CDs with them. Because I never asked them until I needed it. And they came in and they heard the stuff. And I've been doing for them, you know. Hopefully I can do another one.
Now, is Savant part of High Note? It is.
Okay. Yes, it's part. It's just a different kind of label.
Right.
It has a different kind of music, you know. And they use it for the Latin and they use it for something else.
Okay.
But that's a subsidiary. His son is, that's his label.
Okay, that's Barney's label.
That's Barney's label.
Okay.
And he's been fixing it. We've been building it up. And people that record on that, it's like starting a new label for that kind of music. So it's good. And now it has the whole thing. You got to do the whole thing. The jazz part is another thing. But just to give me a chance to play my music, Latin jazz or whatever you're going to call it. Actually, we're not Latin. We're Spanish.
Yeah, I've heard you say
Latin.
That.
Go to Rome. You got to go to Rome for Latin.
That was a Titoism? That came from Tito Puente?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a Titoism.
Okay.
No, that's also a thing is I keep saying that this music is not just a name, but they do that for the record label to put us in the label. You know what I mean?
Good evening, jazz fans. This is Hank Williams, and welcome to On the Bandstand for September 17th. This segment features aerial listings of Suge and My Bowl guests so you can see them live. This week's show features percussionist Ray Mantilla. He has no immediate area shows, but we'll let you know when he's back in town, and we have many more listings for you this week. We start with saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, who's at Roulette in Brooklyn on the 18th of September. Pianist Harold Mayburn leads a quartet at Ginny's Supper Club on September 21st. Bassist William Parker's In Order to Survive ensemble with drummer-percussionist Hamid Drake is at Les Poissons Rouges on the 21st. Drummer and percussionist Bobby Sanabria leads Quartetto Ache at Floridita Restaurant just above 125th Street in Harlem on the 22nd. He's also teaching a six-session class on the roots and rhythms of Latin jazz at Jazz at Lincoln Center on Wednesday nights, and that's from October 4th through November 8th. Pianist Barry Harris leads a trio at the Village Vanguard from the 19th to the 24th. Saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin is at Brooklyn Bowl on the 23rd. Bassist and vocalist Richard Bona is at Club Bonafide on the 23rd. Looking ahead a little further, guitarist Julian Lodge is at Mesro on the 26th. Drummer and percussionist Andrew Surreal is at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Dizzy's Club on the 26th with Bill McHenry. Saxophonist Pharoah Sanders is at Birdland from the 26th through the 30th. Vocalist Tana Alexa is at the Jazz Standard on the 27th and is joined by drummer Antonio Sanchez. Finally, pianist Randy Weston and saxophonist Billy Harper are at the Blue Note on October 1st. That's all for this week. If you missed anything, full listings are on our blog. Go to sugarinmybowl.org and click the link for the blog, where you'll also find reviews, features, and jazz news. And Suga is spelled S-U-G-A. Playlists and audio from this and previous shows are also on the website. If you're on Twitter and Facebook, look for us there too, where we'd appreciate likes, tweets, and shares with your friends. If you really like what we do, please help the station stay on the air by pledging whatever you can and consider becoming a WBAI buddy with a monthly pledge. See the Support WBAI link on our website for details. This is Hank Williams signing off with our bi-weekly schedule. We're off the air next week, but we'll have updated event listings online and be back on air on October 1st. Either way you connect, we'll see you next time on the Bandstand.
This is Trinette Moffitt. You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
It's all marketing.
A funk record, a gospel record, a jazz record, a bebop record, a samba record, a ritual record. So they had to put our music. I'm not Spanish Latin, I'm a jazz Latin, so they put me in those. Now they call it Latin jazz.
Right, exactly.
How about musical music? It's rhythm, but it's not, because we have 68 rhythms in this whole thing, and you know, you can't just name it salsa, you know what I mean?
Right.
People don't know what they're talking about. There's a 68 rhythms. When you say salsa, a guy comes up to you, show me a salsa rhythm. There's 68 of them, baby. What do you, I don't know that many. It's a dance, you know, these are dance rhythms. They just can't, they have to learn how to play, know the dance.
Yeah, I actually was informed. As a matter of fact, I've heard Tito Puente say as well about, you know, there's Son Montuno. There's,
The Montuno,
you know,
Son Montuno, the Guajira, the Guajira Cha. You got to know who those things are, man.
Right. Hey.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned Cedar Walton earlier.
Cedar was the greatest jazz player in the world. And he's also a great musician, and he did everything. We made some nice records with him. The Latin Tinch records, I kept on pushing.
Yes.
Come on, man, we got to do a Latin, little Latin Tinch, and you made it. Great record. Latin.
You have a tribute to Cedar's Blues on your latest release,
High
Voltage.
Yeah. We did a show. We went to Europe with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We went and had myself, Larry Willis, the piano player, and my bass player, and we went and did a trio over there. Tribute to Tito. He was my best friend, eh?
Oh, wonderful.
We have a lot of records together if you look up.
I see. That's why we're talking about it, so I can play at least one of them.
Oh, I'm on at least six or seven of them.
Yeah, you're on a lot.
On him, yeah. The other ones, the ones that he did, Soundscapes, you have to get that, the one he did for Columbia.
Thank you.
turned down to the jazz stuff, but he did some big time stuff, you know?
Yes.
I don't know if you heard those.
Yes.
They're great.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Now,
continue.
Now, well, let's talk about High Voltage. You're on that release with...
They're on with me. Let's change
I'm
that.
Sorry.
These
oh,
people
me.
Are
excuse
on
me.
With me.
That is true. This is your band.
I'm not on
this
with them.
I'm sorry. Well, let's get that straight. Right now. They have
they
joined
with
you.
Me.
Yeah. They have played with you for several years. Many of them.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. I keep changing. I had a certain group, and then it changed, and then when we did this record, everybody was different. My piano player actually was the only one that I was glad because he lives in Colombia, South America, and he moved from here to there. So the last two records, I was lucky that he came into town, and we were able to record this last one also. So what it is was that when I could find he was coming in, it was time, and I was talking about it with Joe, and Joe and I had a great rapport, and then we were preparing it, and then when he finally came in, I ended up putting it together. We already had ideas. You know, we emailed each other. I sent some of the music that I wanted to be done, and when time came, we had this material already, and we just did it. You have to do it the same day, you know. When it is, in those kind of jazz atmospheres, we have to rehearse it well and do a performance in the studio there. There's no stopping and overdubbing. It doesn't work like that.
So on
so
this...
You go straight ahead.
So tell us who's on this release with you.
Oh, man. Well, listen, like off the top of my head, it's still in Italy right now. We have Cucho Martinez on bass. We have Eddie Martinez on the piano, great arranger. Jorge Castro on baritone and flute. Yvonne Renta on tenor, great. And Guido Gonzalez on trumpet, great Cuban boy. So there's a Puerto Rican, we have a Cuban guy, and we have a Dominican guy with a Colombian piano player and a Venezuelan bass player.
You have a vibraphonist as well.
Yeah, he's an American kid.
Mike Freeman.
And Mike Freeman, yeah, yes. He lives, you know, he's done a few things with me.
Exactly.
And I think my friend that played the tabla is Mr. Patacón. He's like a real gentleman and all that. And he does that. He does the tabla really nice. So he was happy to do it for me, you know.
That was a nice change of pace
from doing other rhythm stuff that usually other record guys want to do the same thing. So I have to change. My thing is different. I just change things around and make people like my music. So I've been very successful with this record, this last one. Mm-hmm. It's just been out in April, you know.
High voltage.
Let's see what happens, you know.
Yes.
I gave it away up there in these festivals. They all love it.
That is wonderful.
So, yeah.
Actually, do you have anything coming up in the city?
Not right now. No, okay. I'm pretty free. I came in. I do this work for the foundation, Jazz Foundation.
Yes. What is it that you're doing with the Jazz Foundation?
Well, with them is I help them. They have these school things. They have these hospital things. And I play for the old folks sometimes.
Okay.
I play for nursing homes.
Okay.
Make them happy. They smile. I feel better. We do an hour. I have a little trio.
Nice.
And we go to a school. We play a whole bunch of kids and make them laugh. Bah, bah, bah.
Mm.
If not, we go to a nursing home again, or we go to people and they send us, you know.
Sure.
They pay us good. They pay us better than the club.
Nice.
How do you like that?
Nice.
And I'm not going to get into it, but I'd rather do that than play any jazz club we have here in New York already.
Wow.
Unless they pay you right way. Listen, I played the Blue Note. I played all the major clubs with the major people. I played them alone. What happens is they pay X amount of dollars where you have a big name. If you got no name, you got to swim for yourself, and then you got to beg them, you know?
Wow.
So it takes a long time to get a name where they come for you, where they'll say yes. By then, you're about 90.
Well, you definitely have a name. As a matter of fact, you decided to release as a leader in 1978. You had played with all sorts of folks. How did you decide that was, you know, you were going to release as a leader?
Listen, what happened, I was with Art Blakey in Chateau Vallon, in France, on a concert, and I had just got back from Puerto Rico, and I was hanging out at this bar called Jim and Andy's, where all the musicians used to go. And you go down there, and that day Art was coming down, and he bumped into me, and he says, Montilla, don't forget we had played all those years at the Apollo with Herbie. Man, he was the other group. It was always four groups. It was Herbie Mann, Art Blakey, Gloria Lynn, and Machito.
Wow.
It was four of us. That was the show. And we did that for weeks. So when he bumped out, what is it? Hey, man, what happened? I've been away. I'm in Puerto Rico. I ain't got none. I popped the pit. I thought I had no gig. He says, look, next week we're going to Europe. I want you to be there. So he hired me, and that was it. I went to Europe, and then I met this Jeremy Stein, great flute player. And from Jeremy's, I met his friends, and it was Eddie Gomez, and he used to go with great players. They were all great players, and I got with them, and we started to develop stuff. And then I met some of his friends, and he got me a lot of record dates, you know. They liked the way I played, and in the end, there was this guitar player called Ratza.
Yes.
And then at the end, Jeremy got a call to do Columbia Records, so he had this contract, and then when we were doing this, they called him to do a record for Inner City. He was already signed. He couldn't do it, so he recommended me, you know, and he was the producer.
Oh, nice.
Thanks to Jeremy, okay? Yeah, Jeremy, may rest in peace. He has passed away.
Okay.
And he was a real big influence in my life. I'll always love him. And that was the first thing. I was ahead of everybody because I'm not going to play the same stuff that comes out.
Right.
The salsa records or whatever records they were putting at the time, it was everybody was doing the same thing over and over. So I didn't want to go there. In fact, I wasn't going to begin my career as a leader. I was already 40 in the Spanish scene, which I did forever. So I did this thing. More crossover, which was the first record, Fusion record. It was a great record. It brought me out in front of everybody.
Joe Chambers was on there as well.
Yeah, Joe, we go way back.
Yeah,
and I got Joe on it. We played with that. And we made this thing all up, you know, that music. And that was a long time ago. I said, you can top that. That's okay. I already did. And then I did these other records. It took 7 years before I got another record.
Yeah.
Thanks to an Italian guy. Thanks to Cedar Walton.
That's the
in my life here.
Hands of Fire?
Yeah, that came out after I had 7 years trying to get a record deal here after the first record I made, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was Hands of Fire. Was that 83? 84.
Yeah,
84. Yeah. It took 7 years from the one I did 78.
Right.
I used to file me. They said, oh man, great record, got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Got work with the Puerto Rico with that. Hey man, I did a lot of good work, people. And me and Eddie Gomez got tight there, and Jeremy, we all got tight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. It was really good. And that's why I made that record, just to spite everybody. Thank you.
Well, I really like that song on there, Caravanessa. Or is it Caravanessa?
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
That's the Joe Chambers song.
That's a beautiful song.
You know, he's a very good writer.
Well, I've noticed you actually, how did you come about writing? Because on your following recordings, you're a prominent writer.
Yeah, I did like 2 cents.
Yeah.
I'm not a writer. I just made it up. We make it up there and have somebody help me do it.
Okay.
Write it out. The melody comes. You go there and say, okay, look, man, this is what we're going to do. You do this, okay, and you do that, and yeah, you do that. There's a tune. We taped it already. That's my tune.
Okay.
It's all built around the Congress. All the stuff is built around the Congress. It's all some rhythms.
Okay.
You know how many rhythms against rhythms? That's the all horn part.
Okay.
That's a secret.
Thank you for sharing your secret.
Yeah, it's over. I know. I got a million. Remember Jimmy Durante with the Beatles?
You got a million of them.
This guy used to say, I got a million of them. I used to take everything they gave me. Record date, I got to make another date.
Man.
You can make music of any day of the week.
This is Sugar in My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones. Our guest for this evening is Ray Mantilla, and what you're listening to right now in the background is Dark Powers from Ray Mantilla, Space Station, featuring special guest Bobby Watson, a 1998 Red Records release. Ray Mantilla, percussion and leader. Bobby Watson on alto saxophone. Dick Oates on tenor saxophone. Steve Berrios on drums. Eddie Martinez on piano, and Ruben Rodriguez on bass. Before that, we heard Ray Mantilla's debut release as a leader. The name of the release is Mantilla. Caravanessa is the name of this song, which was composed by Joe Chambers. This is a 1978 Inner City Records release. Ray Mantilla on congas, timbales, percussion. Jeremy Steig on flute. Joe Chambers on drums. Eddie Gomez on bass. And Carl Ratzer on electric and acoustic guitar. Before that, we heard Lane Change from Ray Mantilla's latest High Voltage release on Savant Records, and it features Maitreya Padukone on tabla. Before that, we heard Cedar Walton from his 1980 Columbia Records release Soundscapes, Latin America. Cedar Walton on acoustic electric piano. He's the arranger and conductor. Ray Mantilla on percussion, drum chairs, Al Foster and Buddy Williams. Tony Dumas on bass, Bob Berg on tenor saxophone, and Steve Turay on trombone. Before that, we heard Cedar's Blues, also from Ray Mantilla's latest release, High Voltage. And before that, we heard Camino El Sello 2 from Ray Mantilla's 2006 release on Savant Records, Good Vibrations. It's Ray Mantilla on percussion. Cedar Walton is the producer of this release. Enrique Fernandez on baritone saxophone and flute. Eddie Martinez on piano. Mike Freeman on vibraphone. Cucho Martinez on bass. Bill Elder on drums. And Steve Berrios is the guest percussionist. And of course, before that, we heard our On the Bandstand segment. Stay tuned, we have a little more left of Ray Mantia and Sugar in My Bowl right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Sugar in My Bowl continues.
Mr. Mantia, tell me something.
Yeah.
How is... Dime. How did you come up with
the
Space
Spanish
Station?
Tell me.
Yes.
Tell me. It says dime.
Got it. You know, I live in the Bronx, by the way.
I'm a New Yorker. Spanish?
I know a little. I know enough.
Tell
me. How did you come up with Space Station, that name?
Oh, man. I tell you, I had the thing, and I said, this was after for my Hands of Fire thing, you know. I was doing the Hands of Fire, which a friend of mine told me about. That was something I never heard about. But the story was, I went to sleep one day. I wanted something for everlasting, which I made a record everlasting also. But it's a thing that always be there, and I would say, give me something. And I came to Bob, Space Station. Every time you hear Space Station, you think of me, too. And anytime you hear it now, they have the International Space Station, like I have the Eurospace Station.
Right.
And before you know it, every now and then you hear the Space Station.
Got it.
Some of you haven't heard the Space Station with NASA this year, at least once.
I have.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It came to me in a dream, I swear to God, man.
Wow. So you actually had a publishing that was a Space Station as well, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what I call it. After I made that up, I made my publishing company and put all my music in there.
That's it.
My name is Mantia, so I got Mantia Music. .com. You can go there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. There's all the pictures that takes you right to my Facebook.
That's it.
And that's where I've been putting stuff. But, you know, I haven't been doing very much. I've been busy, and it gets too much for me to answer people. I let it pile up to whoever knows. I can't deal with all the social stuff here. Maybe an email here for a gig and a little this and that, a little work, but everything else, thousands of people want to be my friend.
Well, yes, tis the era where everybody wants...
People.
Right.
Oh, you want to know how my connection? Sure.
I also want to know what you're having for dinner.
Oh, God. Yeah, now all of a sudden somebody pulls the plug on it all, and guess what? We're all in the dark. It's over.
Right.
How do you like that? You lose a war, they just pull the plug on you.
Well, I got two questions for you, two last questions. One, how is it playing with vocalists for you? Does that make things
better? Yeah, good. I love vocalists. There was vocalists. In fact, I had my own vocalist, a Spanish vocalist.
Oh.
He played all the Spanish music. His name was Vitín Avilés, a big Latin lover sound. He sounded like Tito Rodriguez.
Okay.
And the last part of his career, it was about 4 years, he was just already going down, but he had this records all over South America. He had all these awards already. Mm. Big time over here. He wasn't doing very much. So I got him on the group. And he brought all his arrangements, and he was with me. It's on the YouTube also.
Wonderful.
A Latin singer. It's got to be a great Latin singer. Otherwise, I don't have no... I had a black American singer, too, very good, Ray Nelson. He lives in Florida. And he used to sing, I had him singing the blues.
Wow.
I had him singing some gospel, and we had all things built around him. So I gave everybody a shot, but then I had to change. And having a singer, I had another singer... I forgot her name, but she was very good in Latin music. Each singer has a certain specialty, and you can't just put that singer there. If you have an all-around thing, then so it's a little easier for me to get somebody to play the Latin singer that knows this music. But Vitín Avilés, you should look him up. He's a real big-time singer, but he's passed now.
There was somebody that you played with. You were on her recording, Amina Claudine Myers. She was a guest on
I love her. Yeah, man, you're kidding. That was great. Jumping in the Sugar Bowl.
Yes.
That's the other one.
Yeah, it's another one.
No, that's not the one I did.
You didn't do that one
before. That's why when you said Sugar Bowl, it reminded me of Amina, you know?
Yes.
And I said, oh, my God, but we're on the other one. We're on the other one.
Did you hear
that one?
Amina, yes, I have it in my hands right now.
Thank you.
My God, I get goose pimples. But I haven't been working with her recently. She's, you know, we all, I'm doing my thing. She's doing, she lives in this building, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Great lady. I love her.
Yeah.
Good musician, too.
So,
but that record was nice. That was a good, nice record. That was the first time I ever played with her, you know.
Okay, nice. As a member, she is a member of the AACM, the Association.
Yes, I know. I knew Muho. I got her. I did work with Muho Richard Abrams.
And that's what I was going to say. You were on one of his recordings. That had to be. How was that for you? Because that was a different kind of.
It was a musical thing. It's nothing to do with I'm one thing. I'm a musician.
Okay.
It just, this is what it is, and luckily I knew about it, and the rest was inventing. Most of that stuff is inventing, you know, plus getting the form and all that. But it's since I've been around long enough, I can deal with that stuff.
Really?
Takes a long time, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved that with Muho. Wow, intricate music. I loved it.
You
have that record?
I do. I do indeed. So, and I'm going
to
play some
Laja? Laja, I think it opens up with that song, with me taking the big conga solo.
Okay, well, that'll be the one that I will play.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
doing that?
Oh, I got to tell you, I don't want to be a teacher in the schools. I can't stand that no more. I'll teach some private student that can afford it, you know.
Okay.
A lot of kids nowadays, they go to these schools that they give you, like, drum lessons and that.
Right.
Okay, but this is a special. I did it only for a few people.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody show up and I can afford the price.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. Well, Ray Montilla, I thank you so much for joining Sugar in My Bowl and for spending all of this time with us. We really appreciate it.
I would like to be a sugar in your bowl, baby. It's very easy. It's very truthful. It's wonderful. Anytime. Thank you, BAI, and thank you, Joyce, and thank you all the people that listen to this. But, I love you all, and keep the music playing and keep the integrity, and remember who you are.
Ashe.
Glad you called me.
Adios.
Adios, mama. Adios. hasta mañana.
Hasta luego.
Sí, hasta luego. Okay, good night, baby. Thank
good
you.
Good night.
Ciao, ciao.
And you're listening to the closing moments of Sugar in My Bowl. My name's Joyce Jones. What you're listening to in the background is from Ray Montilla's latest release, High Voltage. Exit 45 is the name of this song, as I make my exit. Before that, you heard an excerpt from Laja, Muhal Richard Abrams' octet, Ray Montilla on bongos, conga, and assorted percussion. Before that, you heard Amina Claudine Myers' 1988 Novus BMG release, Amina, song from the West, and we have Ray Montilla playing bongos and congas. Stay tuned for La Nueva Alternativa, which should be coming up right after this. Sugar in My Bowl will be back on October 1st, right here on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Stay tuned.
Hello, bueno, this is Sonia Sanchez. I urge you to give your generous support to listener-sponsored community radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York.